On this 138th day of a new world, we bring you our mayor, the Honorable F.H. LaGuardia, speaking to you from his desk in City Hall in another Talk to the People. Ladies and gentlemen, His Honor the Mayor.
Happy New Year. Most of us are rejoicing that the conference of the three big powers has ended in Moscow with full agreement. Or there may be some who will criticize, but we must learn that in order to live in this world, we must live with other nations. Just as to live in a city, we must live with other people. The conference in Moscow was of the utmost importance, and it is good that it took place, because irritations were, I think, artificially being created, which makes the task so much more difficult for the men on whose shoulders the responsibility for our permanent peace rests. I want to ask you all to tune in at 10 o'clock. Most stations in New York City will have Secretary of State James Burns, and what he will have to say will be of great interest, because what happened at Moscow and what will happen in future conferences and the success of the United Nations Organization means a great deal to all of us, but it means a great deal more to our children. Will the children of today be called in another war as the children following the First World War? So tune in at 10 o'clock with an open mind. Listen attentively to our Secretary of State and then think about it afterwards. Well, this is my last broadcast from the desk at City Hall. And a great many things I wanted to say today. Well, I'm not going to say it. No, it's the holiday spirit. It's Christmas week. And we want to start off New Year happy and cheerful. I'm going to have another talk with my successor Tuesday. I'm going to appeal to him again about the great mistake and the great damage to our city in scuttling the Idlewild Airport. I'm going to talk to him again about it Monday. Hey, I'd rather not tell the whole story. It's not a nice story. But if I have to, I will tell you about it Sunday at 12 o'clock. I sincerely hope it won't be necessary. Well, talking about broadcasting, here indeed is good news. I've just received the annual report of WNYC from Mr. Morris Novak, its director. It's very interesting. I hope, I think I'll order it printed. Yes, I can do that tomorrow, Monday. I'll order it printed, and it's very valuable. But this is the good part of it. We've just been informed by the Federal Communication Commission that WNYC has been granted a permanent license for FM frequencies. And we will be on the air at 94.5 on your dial in on the FM dial. That is in addition to our regular wavelength. FM is something that's coming along. Now I'm trying to close up everything and give you as much that has been unfinished up to date. And this is good. I've just received the manuscript from the City Planning Commission, a report and study which they made on the library program for the city of New York. In 1942, the Board of Estimates appropriated funds for this survey and study. It is now complete and will go to press tomorrow, and copies will be available. While we've made great progress in our public libraries, it all started around 1900 with the Carnegie Endowment, as you all know. We had 10 libraries in New York City, 1900. In 1915 and 96, I'm talking about libraries, branches, and services. Today, we have 143 branches and services and sub-branches. But that, of course, is not enough for a city the size of New York. The report recommends the erection of new branch library buildings in 12 areas now entirely unserved, replacement of 8 obsolete buildings with new branch buildings, and new branch structures to replace 28 branches and sub-branches now located in rented quarters. Organization of sub-branches in rented quarters in 23 areas now unserved, and relocation of 4 poorly located sub-branches in rented quarters. This stresses more than I can tell you the need that some of our new public improvements be self-liquidating and self-supporting, because this adds cost. And here is another report from the City Planning Commission. The City Planning Commission has prepared a map entitled City of New York Arterial System, based on the master plan of arterial highways and major streets. This map is being reproduced in popular form for general distribution. It will be available. I have the original here in my office. It's on the presses now in color, and it ought to be available within a very few days. If you write to the City Planning Commission, the cost will be 25 cents. It's very much on the same style of maps that you are accustomed to, road maps, you know, and it will fold into an easy size, the way most road maps do. And it gives not only the present thoroughfares, arterial highways, those now in construction, and those already authorized. The City Post-War Public Works Program includes most of the proposed facilities, with the exception of the 2 Manhattan Crosstown Expressways, which are still in the study stage. As some of the main features of new improvements are the Cross Bronx Expressway, the Van Wyck Expressway in Queens, furnishing direct access to the new Idlewild Airport, unless it's settled, the completion of the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway and the existing Gowanus Parkway through the downtown section of Brooklyn, and connecting with the Kosciuszko Bridge between Brooklyn and Queens, and continuing to the Grand Central Parkway, then the Deegan Expressway in the Bronx, and the New England Thruway of the Bronx, as well as the whole Richmond Parkway system. And here is another report that comes out, and I'm very happy about this. It's the last edition of New York Advancing of my administration. It's very interesting. It's a report of 400 pages covering every department of the city. It was compiled by Miss Rebecca Rankin of the Municipal Reference Library. And again, I want to express to Miss Rankin the thanks of the mayor and of the Board of Estimate and of the people of the City of New York for her splendid services as the librarian of our Municipal Reference. I consider Miss Rebecca Rankin one of the most useful public servants in the entire city government. Copies of New York Advancing will be available to all. Yes, political clubs, too. Write in and get a copy. I'm sure you will all find it interesting. Oh, I said this was Christmas week, and here I have a very interesting letter. Apparently written by a small boy. It says, "Dear Mayor, I took a light out of one of your city parks. Enclosed this cost, 18 cents in stamp. Signed, City Ruffian." No, son, you're not a ruffian. You're not a ruffian at all. You shouldn't have taken the light in the first place. But it kind of hurt, didn't it, when you got thinking about it? It hurt a little bit. That's why you sent the 18 cents. And you did the right thing in sending the 18 cents. But don't do it again. And tell other boys not only not to take anything that isn't theirs, but also to be very careful in protecting property in parks. You know, the parks belong to you children. The city puts them there and maintains them for you. And you should help maintain them, not destroy them. And don't you call yourself a little ruffian again. See, you're a good boy. Oh, I got an inquiry the other day. A gentleman wrote me why we don't take that building at 72nd Street and East End Avenue and convert it into apartments. That's a good idea, wasn't it? Well, as usual, we're way ahead of you. That's exactly what we've done. Finally, we were able to sell that property for $290,000. It was West End Avenue, 72nd Street and West End Avenue. You know, that's another thing that I inherited. None of the dead cats that I had to take over. It took us a long time to sell that for various legal reasons, and also because of the high cost of land in that vicinity. And you know, everybody who had an idea for something, they'd say, give us the building at 72nd Street and West End Avenue. Well, it got so that I would just write, anybody who would write to me, I'd say, yes, you can have the building. Go ahead, take it, put it in shape, and then they'd take one look at it and they wouldn't want it. It's going to cost a great deal of money to put that building in condition for occupancy, but it will soon, work will start as soon as material and labor are available. And what's more, it's not been paying taxes for all my time, and so there's something else that I found dead, which we'll turn over to our successors quite alive and on the tax rolls. Well, you remember a few weeks ago, I told you about the Brooklyn Loan Corporation and the family who were to be dispossessed. Well, I'm not going to be nice today. I'm not going to say any harsh things. But Mr. Brooklyn Loan Corporation, I have $155 here, which people have sent me. And if you'd care to settle the note for $155, send the note around to me tomorrow here in the office, tomorrow Monday. I'll give you the $155 and let's call it quits. I don't know. I hope that the spirit of Christmas will even penetrate a small loan corporation. Only hope so. Oh, you remember me telling you about the letter that the household finance company sent to the soldier in Germany? Well, he sent the balance, $34.35, the balance due for which he was being dunned by this company, and I sent that yesterday to the household financing company, and please send the soldier his note. For several months, the Department of Investigation has been examining the textile black market. The matter has also been taken up by the federal authorities and is now being presented to the grand jury. I want to congratulate Commissioner Yavner on a very thorough job, and I'm sending the report to the district United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York and placing the entire testimony at their disposal. I'm sure we have some admissions that are very damaging. Now here is something that I'm going to try and be real kind about. Help me, won't you, as I go along, because it isn't very nice.